Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty P. Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. Devoted to Him Ministries is committed to winning the lost and building up the body of Christ through broadcasting the Word of God with fire, faith, and power, teaching all nations and lifting up the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today's message is designed to help you grow in every area of your being. Through the devoted lifestyle, we can all win. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. James 5:16. And now, Devoted to Him Ministries founder, Misty P. Long.
Well, hello, everybody. Greetings in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad to have everyone on the broadcast tonight. We are just thrilled to have our guest, Mrs. Ebony Moore. I am just kind of like, you know, wow, on edge here, so I'm having to kind of calm myself down a bit. Ebony is here to bless and enlighten us tonight about faith and business pursuits. So we're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord. I just want to remind everyone that you can call in and speak to Ebony or myself tonight. Just dial this number, 347-637-3970. I repeat again, 347-637-3970. And then you'll be placed in the studio silently. And when it comes time for the audience interaction, I'll bring you on live to speak to us. And remember, you can read the call-in phone number at the top of the slideshow at the blogtalk.com Devoted to Him show page, or either Ebony or Misty's Facebook pages. We both posted it today throughout the day. So just relax and feel free to engage us with your sunshine and your professionalism and just with your unique personality. Also, as the show progresses, type your comments and questions at the bottom of the page at blogtalk.com, Devoted to Him with Misty Long Show. Also, Ebony and Misty's Facebook pages are there for you to write what you're thinking and feeling as the show progresses. And you can also contact us at www.devotedtohim.org. On the contact page, you can send Misty a remark, a note, or a comment. We want to be the best we can be, and we know that no one knows, like our audience, what is going to encourage us and what is going to help us to continue to grow in all of our endeavors. All right, so prayer has gone forth in Jesus' name, so we're ready to get started. So the first thing I want to do is introduce briefly our guest, Ebony. Ebony and I go back at least 15 years. We met at a very common place, the beauty shop. Her sister, Kenya Carter, was my hairdresser, and business was very good for Kenya, who's the owner of the shop. So every now and then, Kenya would be overbooked, and she'd ask Ebony to do my hair. So that's how we met, and Ms. Ebony hated doing hair. So she was good at it, but she didn't like it, and she'd tell everyone who got into her chair laugh out loud. So she'd tell about her dream of becoming a writer and how she was going to work. In fact, when I met her, she was working on one of her first books, which was an adult book, and it was an autobiography of her life. It's a good read. And so anyway, we just clicked because I, too, was an aspiring writer and had been co-editor-in-chief of my high school newspaper. I went to OU on 7 journalism scholarships to the H.H. Herbert School of Journalism and Mass Communications. So, of course, I was interested in Ebony's dream. And, well, I won't tell everything, but we talked a lot about God, spiritual things, and business. And she had several small children then, 3 of the 4 she had already had, and, of course, her husband, Stephen. And time passed. The years went on, and we eventually drifted away from the beauty shop, and we rarely talked or saw each other. I remember when another person doing my hair put me on Facebook in 2009, and Ebony was one of the first people to send me a friend request. But in those days, I hardly ever went to Facebook. I was on there. I had a page. It took me years to get into Facebook. And then in 2011, when I was in the throes of writing and attempting to publish my first book, I remembered Ebony. So I contacted her. Between her and my editor, Gail Brooks, I pumped that first one out. And she also preached, prayed, and prophesied all over Devoted to Him Global Ministries first conference back in 2011 in Oklahoma City at the Spring Metro Tech Spring Lake Drive. I had 8 speakers. And I'll tell you, Ebony blessed us. And so we followed each other ever since, and we network, partner, we help each other in every way we can. It is a divine connection for Misty Long and Devoted to Him Global Ministries Incorporated indeed, and I am thankful. So we're in for a treat tonight. Ebony is a blessed, anointed, serious woman of God, and we're just going to open up and chat with her and try to glean some of these rubies, diamonds, and pearls that she's gained over the years in her quest to fulfill God's purpose for her life. Ebony, why don't you go ahead and greet the audience real quick?
Sure. Hi, Misty. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Awesome, awesome. I'll never hear me. I just want to say hi to all the listeners. I feel so honored to be here with Devoted to Him Ministries. Again, like Misty said, friends for a long time, and I thank God for divine friendships. Also want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I pray and hope that there is something that I say tonight that will encourage you and that will ignite get up and do whatever it is God has called you to do. So, again, I'm grateful to be here tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, so our title tonight is Dream It and Do It. Praise the Lord. So, Ebony, I want to start out asking you this. And, of course, our theme verse is Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2, that great prophet, write the vision, make it plain, so those who read it can run with it. So, Ebony, how early in life did you begin to know that professional writing would be a path that you would take?
Tell you, honestly, I know this might sound a little bit crazy, but I want to that I will. I just remember one day telling my mom, I'm going to be children's. Actually, I said, I'm going to write a novel. And my mom said, well, why don't you start with children's books? Why don't you make those? And but I don't, you know, it happened to me then because, I mean, at 5, we don't know much. So I'm going to write books one day. So from that point, all through middle school, high school. I mean, I tell you what, I didn't go to a lot of gatherings and that type of prom. I spent a lot of time in my room writing, and that's pretty much how that happened. I just always had something in my spirit since a little bitty kid, and so that is possible to have because I'm a living witness today that, you know, God will tell us what we're called to do here.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I know one of the things that really impressed me when I first met you is, you know, normally the world tells us, you know, well, you can't even begin to think you're going to be a writer. You know, if you don't take a certain matriculation down a certain path, don't have certain experiences, if you don't go to school in English or journalism or writing or great books, or if you, and when you started out, you just started out with what you had in your heart. You know, you had your high school diploma at the beginning, and you had, hey, I'm called to be a writer, you know, and you didn't think about any of the world's metrics. Kind of like Joyce Meyer said, hey, I'm not qualified on paper. On my resume, I'm not qualified to speak to 30,000 people a pop. But the Lord has said, hallelujah.
That's
so
all right.
You just jumped in. Amen, amen. You jumped in there and got started, and that really fascinated me early on, praise God, and with a passion and confidence. And very sure of yourself that this was what God was telling you to do. So what has been your greatest struggle in becoming
Well, thank you, Missy. You know, greatest struggle. The greatest struggle, you know, the thing I think everybody deals with is, am I called to do this? What if people don't like it? What if they don't accept me? What if those things the greatest struggle was just at that point overcoming. Like you said, I used to do hair, and I could do it. I just didn't really like it. And I tried to work jobs and all those things. And, you know, at the end of the day and the beginning of the day, the books, writing books and illustrating books was just in my heart. I couldn't even concentrate on anything else. And so it got so bad to where I got to the point where I said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care if they like it or not. I hope they like it. But I'm just going to do what God told me to do. But that was a hard, you know, that validation that we all sometimes we think we need that validation from people. And, you know, you just can't wait on that. You have to do what God's telling you to do immediately. And so that hardest thing.
Amen. Amen. Well, hey, I mean, that's a very encouraging word, and, you know, a lot of people need to hear that because God has told them to do something, but they have all these other things added to it, you know. But this, after this happens in my life, after this arrives in my life, after I acquire this and acquire that, Lord, then I think I will be ready. But if God has said it, that settles it. Amen. Get busy. Get started. Start building it, because with God, all things
are possible. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Misty, you know, that's so funny that you say that. You say that, but I remember, even though I decided, okay, I'm going to write a book, you know, I want to say in my mind, I said, okay, well, I'll write a novel. And I kept saying stuff like, oh, I'll wait till I graduate from college. I'll wait till I do. And, you know, what I learned, it never stops going. So, you know, your situations and your circumstances, those continue. They don't stop. And so that's the key to this thing. Stop putting off what you need to do today and tomorrow, because that writes a dream quicker than anything else. And so, you know, my thing is always, hey, go for it. Just go for it.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I see we already have a couple eager callers now. I want to ask you one more question, and then we'll let our audience interact with you and ask some of those questions that have been burning in their hearts. And this is something that I was curious about, is how has your faith in Christ influenced your approach to business and finances?
I'd be honest and say, you know, if it had been for my faith, Christ, I have written it, but the courage to put it out on Facebook, put it out on Instagram, to do something that hasn't necessarily been done before. I didn't run to the traditional publishers to say, publish me, because that's what God said to me. Do it. Like he said. And so everything I have done concerning the Maya Kids books, the Maya books, has been his divine instruction. I mean, literally 1, 2, 3, do this, do that, and then do this and do that. And it's just taken courage to believe God, you know, that this is possible. And Misty, because of, you know, just in this year alone, I mean, when the Bible says, you know, your gifts will make a way for you, I have met so many people, so many great people of God and divine relationships. And, you know, that's why, I'm every time someone asks me something tonight, I'm going to jump on it and do it, because I know firsthand what it's like, you know, when you, the work is hard, do the work, but you get finished doing the work, or even midway like Abraham was, God will bless you as you go. And that's what's happened to me. And so, again, I'm grateful tonight to be devoted to Him Ministries, and just share this testimony.
Amen, amen. Well, hallelujah. Well, we are grateful and thankful that you are here and willing and have the health and strength and are able to speak to us and communicate in God all that He's placed in your heart and the power He's given you to be successful at the dream He gave you. So, hey, we're going to bring on one of our callers here. We don't want people to get discouraged, so I can see them sitting waiting in the studio and see what they have on their hearts and minds today. Okay, caller, can you hear me?
Awesome.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? With the number ending at 6354, can you hear me? Okay. Guess they can't hear me, and then another one dropped off. So we will just go on, and maybe they will come back. I have the microphone on, but I can't hear you. Okay. So, hey, Ebony, while we're waiting on that, hopefully that will come back. I would say your phone number so you know who I'm talking to, but I don't want to say your phone number out loud. Your last four digits are 6345. Ebony, explain the creative process. How does that work? You know, a lot of people have a dream in their heart, but they just don't know how to go about getting it out of the spirit realm and the invisible realm and out of their mind and actually manifesting the earth. So how does that work for you, creating something?
Well, the way it works for me, again, because I do write the books, but I also illustrate, which I absolutely love. You know, honestly, I believe that God gives you some kind of vision, some kind of dream, some kind of inkling in your spirit, some kind of something. You're just able to see it. And if the issue is, do you have enough courage to put this thing on paper? Because we're going back to Habakkuk 2 and 2 again, and it says, the first thing it says is do what? Write it down. And so when we are thinking on a daily basis, and, I mean, you have these really great ideas and inventions, that's God talking. He's talking to us all the time. He never stops. You know, can you hear him? Are you again, do you have the courage? You can believe on him. But first thing I do when God gives me something, because it's just in my spirit, I usually just go for my paper. I keep paper around or my computer or my phone, the notes in my phone. But the first thing I usually do is write it down, even if it's blotchy, even if it's, you know, two or three words, you know, because if you don't write it down, a lot of times we get so busy in life, we just forget. But you don't want God to give you that next, you know, $50 million idea or that next New York Times bookseller and bestseller, and then you forgot it because you didn't write it down. And so I really believe when you write it down, that's the first step into making this thing physically manifest in this earth realm, because we've got to pull this thing down. And so, you know, God uses us in this earth to be a reflection of him. He uses us to start the great companies, start the great churches, start the next trend. He uses us to do these things. And so, again, just writing it down, that's going to be the first step to getting anything done. And to also, Misty, not worry about, especially writing, you're not the editor. So that's one of the things I had to learn. I'm a writer and I'm an illustrator. I am not the editor. I'm not the you know, I'm not the PR person. I'm not this. I'm not that. When I start, I always say, okay, I got this one job. And my one job is to write. You can go in later and, you know, hire the editors and stuff. But a lot of people don't start writing books because they can't get past that first paragraph of they'll read that paragraph 15 times and say, oh, this is not right. This is not right. But don't do that. Just write. Just write, 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 or whatever it is God is telling you to do. So pretty much that's how it starts with me. I can come up with a whole lot of stuff, you know, off two words that I wrote last month, but I still have those words written down, you know, next to me. So definitely people that write, anybody out there that is, you know, starting their business, you might have a recipe book, you might start a recipe show. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but whatever you're going to do, you need to start writing it down. I mean, I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Honestly, God is speaking a lot at those times. So, you know, that's pretty much the advice I would give for the creative process. Just open, let your mind be open to what God is giving you, because, you know, when we're called to be the next president, the next astronaut, the next pilot, you know, next person that comes up with a cure for cancer, God is speaking. And he wants his people to take what he says and go out in that earth, in this earth realm, and do what needs to be done so we can dominate.
Amen, amen. He told Adam and Eve, you know, go forth, multiply, and take dominion. Amen. And we need to meditate on
that. That's right, amen.
Every one of us has in our heart domain. It is part of being human, you know, rule, you know, take charge of our own space, of our own God-given territory, and be the best servant we can be. at what he told us to have command of. And so it's in us, and that's not pride, that's not ego, that's the image of God in you to take dominion. So that's very powerful right there. Now, this is something that I have always wanted to ask you, and I've never asked you in private. If I did, I forgot what you said. But why Maya? Why not Sally? Why not Onika? Now, I know why not Shanae. I know why not that. But why not Cindy? You know, why not? Why not?
Oh, how funny. Listen, when you were asking me that, I thought to myself, Lord, I hope I can answer it. But I got that one. I can answer why Maya. you know, honestly, like, you know, to be honest with you, there is no, you know, M doesn't stand for something. Y doesn't stand for something. A doesn't stand for something. It just literally means I was sitting down, and when God began to tell me to start these books, he told me exactly, okay, you know, because when I originally started, Misty, I started out with circles. I hadn't been to school, remember? So I got some kind of rinky-dink program, and God said, okay, you can do it. Just start with circles. And so the first books that I had no faces, although they still went, I still put them on Amazon.com, and they still sold, and different celebrities still got in touch with me and posted my stuff. You know, that's what I'm saying. When God tells you to do something, you can't, you've got to make sure that you're not on perfection times 200, because we can perfect the thing so much that we never end up doing anything. But it is very important. Like I said, when I first heard the word Maya, I got to say it came divinely from God. You know, go in there and start making maker with circles. And then, you know, her name is going to be Maya. You know, several stories in the Bible that is the same thing. You know, they told Mary what Jesus' name was going to be. And so literally with Maya, that is exactly what happened. God just told me the name of Maya, and I just did it. I mean, I didn't name her Ebony. My own name. I didn't even name her my children. Yeah. I didn't even name her my children's name. So, I mean, like, literally, me and my husband and I and our four girls, listen, we have another daughter, and her name is Maya. And so I'm glad my family just went ahead and went with the flow. But
that's awesome. That's awesome.
So that's
God
where that
gave
name
me
came
character,
from.
I probably named her Misty. And she would be nearly as successful as Maya, I'm sure. I would have named her Misty. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Funny.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, see, now I see people. I see
glory
a 913 area code. But, and I've been on hiatus, you know, for a while with the show. I got burned out. And so this is my first time back. And so I don't want to say I'm a little bit rusty. And also, we were coming out of L.A. in the past. And I noticed now that I'm back, the show's the blog talk is based in New York now. So I'm not totally sure what's going on. I apologize, callers. I've clicked the microphones, but it looks like nobody's there. Are you there?
Hey, Misty,
like
can you hear me?
Yes, who is this?
Okay, this is Kashana. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. I'm calling from the 913 area code.
Yes, that's you.
Okay, great. All right, great. I had my phone muted, so that may be why you didn't hear me. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having Ebony on. Ebony, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. My question is this. What is your goal for Maya Kids, and where do you see Maya going within the next 5 and/or 10 years from now?
Sure, because that's a very good question, especially since we've touched on goals and writing that vision down. But as far as Maya in the next 5 to 10 years, this is the thing. Maya, of course, is already global. We've got books in Australia, from Africa to all countries, and I'm just thanking God because that means another child is going to be helping books. That's the first thing we wanted to do, go global. But we have some things in the mix. One for sure, that we have a movie that's coming on it. Guys out of California to get that done. So India, going to be a really great project. Maya is all about teaching kids integrity and everything that has to do with character education, perseverance, that. So, you know, of course, we would base around that. And I'm very, very excited about that. And we've also got two schools near you in your community. Lafayette is on the way. So Maya will be showing up at your children's schools, check your kids, making sure they're doing everything they absolutely can to be successful individually. Those are things that I'm really, really excited about. We've got some books also that we are revamping. Again, when Maya started off, it was The Circles. And so I still have a set of life skill books that actually are still like that and that we're working on, you know, right now, turning those into, you know, changing the actual Maya character now in those. But those are already in some schools. So, you know, we've got a lot of stuff on our plate. And, you know, I encourage you guys to definitely visit the website at mayakids.com. That's www.mayakids.com. And, you know, go on there and leave your comments, send us an email. Tell us what your kids need. That's what we're here for. We want to feel the need, you know, that our kids are experiencing a lot of things in this time. And so that's what Maya Kids is all about. We want to reach the kids. So we're going to be doing everything in 2017 on for the next 10 years to get in the schools, to engage your kids and make them excited about, you know, learning their character, learning all about character education, being a good person again, you know, morals, values, that type of thing. And so that's pretty much what we're looking at. I'm excited about it.
And, you know, that's something else that, you know, I believe that the God is very pleased with about Maya and the whole company is, I was talking to you about that earlier today, is, I mean, I saw how you, what you have right now, and I know God got a lot more in store, but that whole library collection that you have of Maya how-to books for the children, I mean, I was there as you did one book at a time painstakingly. You know, and different at the church you were at and different place in the community, people would come to you in Tulsa and say, hey, Ebony, you ought to have Maya talking about tornadoes. And you say, yeah, it might take you a couple months, 6 months, a year. You put a book. Hey, Maya, hey, Ebony, Maya, I ought to tell kids, you know, you. And even now you still have that spirit. You know, you're humble, you're open, like, hey, community, hey, world, come to me. If you got an idea you think Maya can teach, tell me.
Amen. I am, Misty. Maya, you know what? Maya is something that burns in my spirit when I wake up in the morning and all throughout my day. So I have to, I know this is something God has done. I know I'm just fortunate that I'm the vessel he chose to carry this out. And sometimes it can be weighty. Because sometimes I feel like I have the weight of the children on my shoulders, but I know that God, but it's so important right now to teach the next generation, because if we don't, I mean, and they're the leaders, I mean, that's going to not look so great. And I don't think God would be pleased if we don't, you know, try to, you know, mentor them or instill, you know, lost today. And so, yes, I can't sleep at night for Maya. I hear it in my sleep.
Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it didn't start out as strong. It's getting stronger and stronger. And that's what you're telling the people. It starts out like a cloud the size of a man's fist. It starts out a really small whisper. And then you have to take action on that. And then as God sees you going, then he increases the sound, and it gets clearer and clearer and bolder and brighter, and you go on, you know, into the depths of what he has for you to do.
Amen.
We can't sit around and wait for a shout. You'll never get
Amen.
Started. God is not going to yell it. He's going to say, still
oh, no.
small voice.
That's right. Small
Amen.
Voice. Still small
yes,
voice.
Yes, yes.
That's exactly right. And I tell you what, I just encourage somebody out there. Again, I'm just stressing, please don't continue to wait, because one thing about us all is that our tomorrow is not promised. Now, we're praying and declaring that we shall live and not die every day. But, you know, understand that we are here for a purpose. God has given each one of us some reason or another to be here. And so we're not just here just because we're so awesome and we're just going to walk this earth and not get anything done. No, he has something for each one of us to do. And so, you know, I encourage everybody, just listen, just try. That's not even a such thing in my dictionary. I don't have that word failure, because just to be here every day, then we are surviving something. We're existing, but existing is not enough. So you know, just try. And let me tell you something else, quick. You got there that God. When I say God will send somebody to help you with that, He will send people from out of the blue. He will send somebody you met before. He will send somebody who has been where you're at. But He will provide. He is a provider. He is the most awesome provider and business mentor that I could ever know in my life. And He will supply all of our needs. We just got to listen to Him, and we got to trust and believe and move forward.
Amen, amen. Now, talking about that business aspect of it, Ebony, what is the most important thing about building and maintaining a brand?
Sure, Misty. The most important thing, number one, and this is not the tangible paper side of it. I'm going to go and dive into the emotions here. The first thing you got to do is go beyond your feelings, because there are days when you get up and you don't want to do it. There are days when you get up. There's days when you have not enough money to. I've been there where I'm making to support my family. I had to press anyway. I had to take risks. With the number one, it's just very important to be what you're doing. Sit down, write your goal. Who's your brand? Your brand number part of business. That as a resource, always Google, seriously, Google, and you type, how do I start a business? How brand? That we just need, because at this point, for us to have a burning sensation in our spirit and to not feed that, and it's not even, you know, like God is destined. And you just want, you know, I would. Who is your target audience? What is it going to do? What's the mission of that brand? So those things are very important.
Amen, amen. I'm hearing a little bit of an echo. So if your cell smartphone is there, turn it off, okay? Because I'm hearing a little bit of an echo, Ebony. When you talk, I'm hearing an echo.
Okay, okay.
And I'll turn mine off too. Now, what advice do you have for aspiring writers out there who just don't know how to get started?
For aspiring writers, I would just say, get you out a sheet of paper, and I'm going to go real basic. Get out a sheet of paper and write down that first paragraph or whatever you write. Just start. I would even almost say get a journal. And just write in your journal every day. The first book that I ever wrote, I had just been writing over the years when a thought would come and I would just write it down. And that I ever wrote took me just about a month, because I all stuff that I'd written over the years, and I just pulled the back of the book. And so, I encourage you to start. The main thing is start. But I can't, because many people never start. So you've got to start it. As you do it, God will bless you. He'll send resources and help you. I know we're all on Facebook, and there are editors on Facebook, people who publish on Facebook. We know, and at this point, we can help us do it. It's just the issue all by yourself. Start writing it down, or start typing it, and don't throw it away. And eventually it will come together if you just press and keep doing it.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, are you, because you know that, of course, the meat and potatoes is the actual writing, getting your own ideas, mm-hmm. getting your own vision, making your own plan, and writing your own poem or book or essay or whatever you're doing. But then once you get it written, then there's a whole nother chunk of things you have to do to actually get it to where it's actually out, where you can actually share the book and market the book and sell the book. Could you talk about resources and tools that are currently available? Hopefully, not real expensive, where people can get help with every aspect of getting the book done, like you talked about an editor. Everybody needs an editor. Even English majors need an editor. PhD literary graduates need an editor, because when you write your own book, you're too close to it. You need an editor. So people to help you with
exactly.
your book trim and your book size and how to get it all, you know, in such a format that it is able to get out to the public, then the promoting, the advertising, the selling. Mm-hmm. Where can people get help right now?
Sure, sure. You know, Misty, I tell you what, and I'm going to let you out on a big secret, because there's no reason for me to hold it. But one, let me tell you, CreateSpace. CreateSpace is one of the best book publishing companies since I've been publishing books. Number one, it doesn't cost a lot of money. You don't even have ISBN. Some, I encourage them to space.com and just go ahead and set you up an account. They have templates, like get your book in Microsoft Word, and then turn all of it into load to CreateSpace. That I have not seen a company online as easy as they are. Friendly. Except the one that is others like Lulu. And I also went to a company called Lightning Source, but none of them have really, helped me progress like CreateSpace has. And then there's another resource, Space, because CreateSpace will let you upload it. They'll give you an IBN if you need one. I'm trying to think about what else they do. And then you can even, once you upload your book, and they'll allow you to proof it actually online. So, I mean, it's a really good company. You can buy from one book to 50 books to 500 books. So, I mean, I can't imagine anybody else out there being better than CreateSpace. The other thing is there is a resource online called Fiverr, and I'm getting real specific here because I didn't have anybody to help me when I started, just simply because it's not that they didn't want to help. They didn't know. So Fiverr is a really great resource. It's Fiverr, and it's spelled Fiverr.com. And on Fiverr, you can find all kind of people who do stuff for, and I'm not playing, seriously. They start at about $5. And so, of course, with your editing skills, I know, like, oh, my God, you know, $5, I'm going to get a $5 job. No, you won't. you just have to meet people and networking, and start networking with different people. And also, you know, I also have a publishing company myself, and that would be at themovementllc.com. And we have editors on and people who can help you get your book published, again, for not an amazingly horrendous price. So, you know, again, and then Google. So I live by Google. But there are plenty of resources out there that will help you get your book published for, you know, I'm serious when I say less than under $200. I mean, I'm serious. So I also want you guys, stay in tune with. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, when I first started, people were trying to charge me $1,600 for a book, and that's how I came across this information, because I was like, you know what, wait a minute. If they can do it, I can do it. So I started looking. It took me about 8 years to find the resources I did, but just those two alone between CreateSpace and Fiverr, those are awesome. And again, you can always go to our website at themovementllc.com. Because we also publish authors. We have editors, again, on board, and people who can help you, ghostwriters, people who can help you with that type of thing. Or if you just have questions, you can visit us at themovementllc.com.
Amen, amen. Yeah, you can get into a lot of expense quick, and that's fine if you have the money to spend $1,600, $2,000. That's great. But if you don't, then these things that you've been talking about can be very helpful. And this last book I just did, I was naughty, and I edited it myself because my editor had some things that she was dealing with. She wasn't able to complete editing it. But I do mean what I said. I swear by no. It's not good to swear. Everybody needs an editor. Everybody. And a lot of beginning writers don't want to listen to
everybody.
That.
Everybody.
But I guarantee you start trying to sell and stuff, and the public can be brutal, you know. And whatever your story is, if the basic writing's not good, you take away from people really getting into your story because your basic, you know, sentence structure and grammar.
Well, you
so,
know. Right. Yeah. You know, I actually did that. So I can tell you right now, I did that. The very first book I had, I was so eager to get it out. Again, nobody else had done it so around me. So I was like, all I know is I got to get. And it had some stuff in it, and it needed to be edited. I mean, I think I had to get that book edited by 50 series. and it did take away from the book. Unfortunately, it was just a really, really awesome book. But I would, if doing it all over again today, I would say, yes, definitely, you know, I need an editor, you know, that first time, you know, that would have made me be more confident even in what I was doing. And so it's worth it. A lot of people don't want to pay it. And I tell you, that's probably the most important part of your book besides the content, like you're saying, is you know, to get that book edited.
Mm-hmm. And see, Evan, I think you're a lot like me, and I think we're different than probably the average beginner. And I was just like you. I mean, I get it in me, and I want to go. And I remember on the first book, you know, 5 years ago, my sister and mother were like, I was so excited, you know, and I kept talking. They said, did you get an editor? Don't embarrass the family. Did you get it? And they just kept on asking. Of course I got an editor, and I did. I had a good editor, girl. But it's pretty decent first book. You know, I hope I've grown since then. But, yeah, I get all excited when God tell me to put something out, and I want to put it out if it's a sermon, if it's a book or whatever. And then I fix it as I go. But you're right. You want to temper that excitement. You know, if you can hold back, you know, and try to get these resources involved so your work is the best it can be and it's excellent, you know. And so you don't have to go through some of the hard knocks of your work being a little bit too rough before you gave it out. Amen, amen. So,
exactly. You know, I'll tell you what, I'm pretty sure that I may have thought I was back in Tulsa, Oklahoma when I'm pretty sure of it. But I was just so determined because I knew the journey that I was getting ready to walk, and I wanted to just take it and run. But yes, definitely you want to take your time on that because you put your book out there and it's going to go out. Just don't be so such a perfectionist that you never put out. You never quit.
Right. And don't stop with your first one. You know, keep going, you know, and if you get disappointed, you were telling me the other day, get back, resist that rejection and get back on the Bronco. That's how you're going to make it. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, this is not, I'll be honest with you, anything you do, especially into the entertainment industry or anything that brings any entertainment, and not just entertainment, but even, you know, if you have a book on a self-help book, a Christian book, You have got to. I'm glad you said rejection. Just tap in real quick. And this is not for people who are not going to overcome rejection because I got a whole lot of no's before I started getting a whole lot of yeses. And
hallelujah.
I just had to keep it going. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm doing what I told you to do. And let me tell you, for every person that doesn't know you, there's somebody else over there that's waiting and they can't wait. They can't to fund project that signed you to do, and this project, and that's what I learned. I'm still working on that one. I'm like, wow, God, I was able to. So, no, it's well worth it. It really is.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, so here's the other thing I wanted to ask is, we know that no matter what purpose God has given us, at the end of the day, it all boils down to ministry and serving the Lord. So spiritually and prophetically, what has God put on your heart to say to our audience today?
Oh, that's a really good one. Seeing how at night I'm usually up posting at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning because he's speaking to his people. I'm always praying, God, tell me what to say to your people. Say. And this is what's saying to me lately. Number one, first of all, the struggle is over. Remember, I got a prophetic word that maybe about 2 years ago, and life drastically changed. I mean, it was like tornadoes came in and whisked me up out of Tulsa. I mean, before I knew it, but I didn't even know what was happening to me. I was saying to me, listen, you know, your struggle is over. And so what he's saying to all of us now is your struggle is over. Sometimes when we've been in a struggle and we don't know how to do anything else, when we've been damaged, when we've been, you know, talked about, when we've been mistreated, when we've been broke, when we've been poor, do I have to go down the list? All of those things, they really do something to our confidence sometime, or actually our ability to see and dream, you know, what God has said. And so right now, my God, I have a book coming out. This will be a relaunch of this book. It's called The Time Is Now, and it's activating kingdom wealth in your life, because God is saying right now he's given us a bunch of yeses, the green light. And one thing I know about windows open and they close. And so you got an opportunity, you got a window of opportunity here. That's what God is saying. This is the very time that we sat in church all these years, and since we're telling today is coming a time, it's going to be a sudden blessing. We are in that time. So what I'm starting to do now is to travel throughout the world and tell people, listen, the time is now. Not yesterday. Your time is now. And so if you want to do something great, then you got to start being great, and you got to move into whatever God has said for you to do, your divine purpose, because he's going to bless that thing. I mean, really, like we have never, ever seen before. And one more thing, I hear a lot of people, and, you know, God's blessing us, he's going to give us wealth. And wealth is money, but it's not just money. Wealth is a better way of life. And so that's why he's telling us, hey, don't get a stroke. Stop thinking with the struggling mindset. And it's very hard to get out of that, get out of doing that. But God is able. And so that's pretty much what he's saying to me all the time. I can tell you no, but God is saying yes. So you just got to move, and you got to keep it going. And God is there with you to, you know, help you fulfill the dream he's given you. And that's what God is constantly saying to me. He's also talking about the state of our world right now. And it may be, you know, it may look to be some things that's going on. And I don't know about you or anybody on this line, but we've been brought up to where sometimes you feel like you're in a situation where you can't change anything. But God is saying, don't believe that, because that's deception. You can change anything. You know, I can change. If I change one kid's life with one Maya book, then I've done something. And so that's what God is saying right now. Just do it. Like Nike said, just do it.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, Jesus said, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Come on now. So we got to overcome that flesh.
The amen.
Spirit is always right. Ready to say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes,
that's
Lord.
Right.
Right now, Lord. I'm obedient, Lord. I'm obedient. The spirit is always willing. But the flesh always got to excuse
that's right.
And hold us back and wait. Yes, 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 yes. Praise the Lord. Well, now, Ebony,
that's,
we're rounding
right,
up, and I want
right.
to apologize to all our people. We had a few more people that came in. I'm just scared to click now because I don't want to. I'm going to have to get with Blog Talk about getting myself back up to specs on my call-ins. But I appreciate your willingness and eagerness to sit in here. And we're going to have more shows this year. And next time I'll be ready for my call-ins. We do want to appreciate our
Amen.
Young lady that came on. In fact, she's still on here. I didn't let you go. She should still be on here. I know she's going to go for a while. I didn't let her go when she finished talking. Praise the Lord. But here's one of my last questions, Ebony. You're a woman of many hats. You're a faithful wife, a mother of four beautiful daughters. You have a powerful prophetic ministry gift. You're an author, illustrator, creator, business owner. How do you do it all? How do you maintain balance and a healthy mindset with an international business?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what, I wake up in the morning with a Philippians 4:13 in my spirit, and I say I can do all things Christ who strengthens me, because he is one who is doing this. He's driving my boat, so to speak. So, you know, he's the driver, because I just couldn't do it without him. I look for God's direction in everything. I mean, everything's my life, because my life has been a little bit different because of the call. It is, but everything, I really have to spend a lot of time seeking God's wisdom on everything, and I mean everything in my life. If I don't, well, that doesn't feel great. I've been there than that. But really, I just keep going. God is just with me all the time, and he just says, keep on, keep it going, keep it going. I've been through a lot of things. I have struggled, just like many of the on the line, but doesn't let me quit. And that's what I would say. Just don't quit. You have to organize your time and use time wisely. And that's what I would say to the mother out there that, you know, has kids that's trying to work, trying to start that business. You have to really, really exercise really good time management. And so, you know, that's pretty much how I do it all in a day, along with God's strength. And just keep decreeing, declaring, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And just ask God for his strength. And just ask, he says, anything we lack, we can just ask him for it, and he will give it. And so he has been my number one supply. I'm telling you, I love God. I love him. He's, the best business mentor. He is like my best friend and my everything. I just want to please him. And so that's pretty much how I get through A from A to B. I'm just looking for God's voice. You know, if he's telling me to cook this way or do this that way, I try to, you know, I'm because I don't know how to do anything on my own. So I just give God all the glory for that, for just being my strength.
Amen, amen, amen. And, you know, I know those of us that are connected with you and Maya and so forth, you know, when I think about you, I see your face in my head, I see two things, keep pushing and keep it going. But I think, Ebony, that's what I think you say, keep pushing and keep it going. You tell us that all the time. And that's very motivational for me.
Keep going,
you know what I'm saying? Yes, yes. And I know that's what this broadcast is about tonight.
Yes.
That's who you are. You know, hey, people, let's keep it pushing. Let's keep going. Amen, amen.
Keep it going.
So,
keep
hey,
it going. And, you know, somebody tell you no, just keep it going.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, this has been awesome, and of course, we know, you know, that hopefully Devoted to Him will be able to host you again, and we've had you in a conference setting, and now we've had you on our Blog Talk Radio show, and I'm sure God's going to find other ways for you to be a blessing and for your voice to be heard through Devoted to Him Global Ministries Incorporated. I know I have been inspired, as always.
Amen.
I feel the fire on this broadcast, amen, and I know that is going, those waves are going and far beyond even those who are physically here right now, because this will be in archives going forward once we end the show in a minute here. And so that will be there just in perpetual. Anyone wants to listen again or wants to tell somebody about the show, they can come in and they can come on my Facebook page, Misty Long, Devoted to Him Global Ministries Facebook page, or come to blogtalk.com. And I got a whole arsenal. I've had over 10,000 listeners the last 3 years. And so I got a whole arsenal of preaching and teaching. And
amen.
Interviews. And I would love it. I don't charge. You know, you can come in and, you know, listen to the shows. And Blog Talk is nice enough to share with us on some of the advertising that they do and bless those of us that have shows there, so I don't have to charge my listeners. You know what I'm saying? So I thank God for that. But,
amen. Amen.
As we close out, mm-hmm. there are people listening, and, you know, this is a time of year where some people, you know, get a fresh start or want to think about renewal or want to get that dream alive again, you know, and want to really do it this time, dream it and do it, really do it this time. So I just want
mm-hmm.
you to say before we close out here a
mm-hmm.
word of prayer, whatever God put on your heart. If there's someone that's not born again, we want to, you know, pray that they will come into the kingdom. And someone who wants to create and be a creator, whatever God told them to create, or be an author or take dominion over the territory God has given them. I just say a closing prayer for our audience.
Amen, amen. I would love to. And you guys, again, thank you for letting me, Misty, thank you for letting me be on this show. I really appreciate Devoted to Him Ministries. You guys are going to go far, and I'm just glad and blessed to be a part. But we want to thank everybody today. You guys just want to go into a word of prayer right now. Father God, thank you, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God, we want to thank you now, Lord God, that you, God, made this divine appointment on this call. You made a divine connection of friendship years ago, Father, so that this moment, God, will go forth, Lord God. So I want to thank you for every person, God, that is listening on this call right now on this radio program. Lord God, we want to pray a blessing over their life right now, God, where they're at. We pray your anointing, your touch, your hand would hit them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we want to pray, God, that you would touch their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, that you would just blow on their mind, God. And God, you would cause them, Father, to move forward into their divine destiny, God. Father, and those that don't know, Lord God, Father God, I just ask you right now, Lord God, Father God, that you would come to them tonight, Lord God, even on tonight, Lord. Give them a dream, Lord God. Father God, make your voice louder than any other voice, louder than what's going on in the world, Lord. There were some people on this tonight, Lord, therefore, God, they've been asking, God, hallelujah. And I just thank you, God, right now that tonight, Lord God, that you're unlocking, Lord God, Father God, everything in them that you called them to be, Lord, for you have prepared us and made us for such a time as this. So I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you that blocks are being removed from their life. Lord God, you're opening up doors of opportunity in their life. God, those no's are turning into yeses right now, Lord God, and you're filling them, Lord God, hallelujah, with your strength right now. You're causing them to have fire, Lord God, under their feet right now, Lord God, and they're taking, God, what you're saying, Lord God. They're going to take it, God, and they're going to run with it, God. They're going to write it down, Lord God, and they're going to run with it, and others are going to run with it. So, God, we just thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for that person right now that doesn't really know you, that is on this call, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would comfort them and surround them with your grace, your mercy. God, we pray that you would show them your benevolent love, Lord, that they will come to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For everything they need, Lord God. And then, God, we pray, God, for that person, Lord, that deals with depression every year around this time. And we decree and declare that that spirit of depression is bound. Hallelujah. And we release a hallelujah. Hallelujah, on their life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They will hallelujah everywhere they go, God, from this moment on, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you, Lord God, that the time is not yesterday. The time is not tomorrow. God, it's now. Hallelujah. You are calling your people to rise now. So we thank you, Lord God, and we accept, God, the call. We accept what you're telling us to do. We know, Lord God, that through you all things can be done. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you're giving us the organization, Father God, to be able to carry out everyday life with our families. You're giving us balance, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You're giving us discipline, Lord God, to create that business, to start this walk in the name of Jesus. Now we give you glory tonight, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, just for loving us, for coming to see about us. And God, more than that, just for caring about what's deep on the inside of us. You care about our desires, God. And so we thank you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Well, hey, stay with us. We have our Devoted to Him song and our outro. Ebony and Miss McCaskill and our audience, stay with us for another 1 or 2 minutes. Listen to our announcements and listen to our outgoing song. We love you. Bless you. Until next time, may God's power surround you and empower you to be the best you can be in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You've been listening to Soaring with Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. Please visit our website, devotedtohim.org, and join us on Facebook at Devoted to Him Global Ministry. Join us next time on Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence.
Insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.